This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. I got dropped on my shoulder one time and sprained it after my partner told me to just trust him. That's why I have a friend to help me help you. I have Alex Costa.
How's it going?
It's good.
It's great to be here.
Thanks. Yeah. You look exactly like you should. Because
what does that mean?
Because you're a men's lifestyle YouTuber.
Yes.
And you look like you are.
Okay.
Like, I believe you. If you were
is
like...
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, all right. Like, your hair, like... It looks like you just filmed a video on how to do your hair properly.
Yeah, and how to dress.
Well, you kind of have to at that point, right?
Because yeah.
Like, if you meet someone, they're like, "Oh, you look like crap in real life." And like, I don't want to do that.
Is that pressure?
There's a lot of pressure. I feel so. Yeah.
Do you ever want to go out in sweatpants and you're like, "No, I have an image."
No, I do that. Yeah, no, I.
He's like, but they're Gucci sweatpants.
No,
right.
No, no.
Do you have like a? Let's start with the tips already. Do you have a tip for guys if they want to wear sweatpants to still look cool?
Yes, actually.
What is it?
Tailored sweatpants, like nice sweatpants.
What?
The brand doesn't matter. It's all about the fit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like those super loose, like baggy, dirty sweatpants.
Dirty.
Like, that's it. Yeah.
It's like, don't have pizza on them.
Exactly. That's literally what I say on my videos. I'm like, just like, be normal. Look at your sweatpants. If they're dirty, don't wear them. That's literally it. Because guys don't think about that
stuff.
That's
such a good point. There, I literally was thinking today about how I don't like wash a lot of my clothes because I'm like, I only.
Wait, what?
Because I'm a dirty girl.
How does that happen?
Because I'll wear a shirt for like 4 hours and I'm like,
it's
I didn't
not
get
dirty.
It dirty.
Right.
But then I do that with the same shirt like 6 times.
But I feel like it's okay with girls sometimes because like I'm a guy, I sweat a lot for some, and guys just do more than girls, I feel like.
Yeah, like
so unless you're me.
Sweat. Really?
I sweat more than a boy.
Really?
I, in middle
I'm
school,
right now.
Same. I have a mustache of droplets. but when I was in middle school, I remember walking to and from class, and I would wear like really tight Hollister polos because back in my day, that was really popular.
Ooh, Hollister polos.
Yeah, and nice. I would put like tissues in underneath my armpits because I just like accidentally grazed my armpit. It's like a pool.
Yeah.
Do you need some tissues?
Yeah, it's a public pool. I have 2 public pools for rent.
Okay, so maybe you do need to wash your clothes after 4 hours of wearing them.
I do. Irene was the one that said she doesn't wash her clothes.
Well, here's the thing. I don't.
I think the tailored sweatpants tip goes for girls, too.
It does, yes.
I got one pair of untailored sweatpants, and those are just for me.
I feel like you have, no, you need those.
Those are my self-love sweats.
Yeah, those are like at-home Netflix kind of night. Like, yes, you need
those.
That's
what my mom
calls
knock-around.
But if you're going out and you want to look decent but also be comfortable but not like try too hard, then those are perfect. The tailored ones.
One time I thought I was like changing the world, and I wore tailored sweatpants with strappy heels, and I was like, I'm making a statement. I had a top knot and hoops. Don't make that face, because just imagine Rihanna in it. And now
I don't like Rihanna.
Imagine
everything.
Selena Gomez in it. Imagine Reese Witherspoon in it.
A queen.
Okay, now I realize all you like is Southern belles.
Of course. I try to be one and I never succeed. So I look up to the women who are.
That's a great tip. Do you have a tip for women?
Ooh.
Like, what do you like to look at if you're like, she's doing a good job?
Girls in like athleisure in like grocery stores. I think that's really sexy.
So that's why he lives in LA.
Catch Alex Costa in the line of every
like,
Whole Foods.
Like a LA Dodgers hat and just like a ponytail and like just chill, not trying too hard. I think that's really sexy.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's really cute.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Make a note to get a Dodgers hat.
a worn in one, right? It has to be worn in.
Yeah,
it can't
exactly.
Be
can't be like brand new.
Okay. Can't be new. The other day, I shopped at LAX for clothes to wear.
Wait,
it was a hat. It was a black on black embroidered Dodgers cap. And I was like, this is cool. And
she didn't even have a flight that day. She just went to LAX.
She just went to the shop.
Yeah.
Just going to go through all that traffic through LAX to get an LA Dodgers.
Honestly, I think it was an LAX exclusive. L exclusive. LA exclusive.
Lex.
Yeah. Really tried for that one.
Worked. It was worth it.
Thank you. Welcome. But I like it. I like the hat a lot. I like wearing hats a lot.
Do you wear a lot of hats? Yeah.
I do.
Because I've definitely like given girls hats as a gift and they're like, no, never again.
Because like, oh, they feel like you're like, hey, cover up.
It's just, yeah, because I don't know. I feel like that's also something that I don't like in girls. So
hats?
Like, the opposite of like, no, the opposite of athleisure when a girl's like has to dress up everywhere she goes. Ooh. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
No.
How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
I'm actually pretty quick. Probably like 15, 20 minutes.
He's like, I got like four people helping me. Usually.
Yeah.
Cuts
I got
down
my
on
makeup
time.
Artist and hair. Yeah. No.
That's good. I would say probably 15 for me too.
Yeah.
What? Your hair is great. I just have to say that.
Thank you.
I was like, I want to ask a question, but my brain is not allowing me until I compliment your hair.
Thank you very much. It's honestly what guys want to see the most on my channel, like hair videos. I do a fashion video and they like it, but they're like, okay, well, tell us about your hair.
Whoa. Do you do multiple hairstyles or is it just like, here's how to do everything for this one hairstyle?
I do different hairstyles as well. Yeah, and I try to bring like other like models into my channel too.
I was going
to
be like, awesome. Yeah, how many ways can you style your
exactly.
hair?
Exactly, yeah.
Whoa.
That's, I guess as a girl, I would want to know different hairstyles too. I have like two, straight wavy or up. I have three.
Yeah, I have two. I have down or up.
Well, because guys don't really have anything else. Like we don't usually do makeup.
Have you ever used the product Sun In?
No.
Have you ever used this? It's a product that you can like buy at Walmart or other places. The only place I go in childhood is Walmart. And you put this Sun In your hair. It's a little spray bottle. And I guess it's kind of like lemon juice / bleach type, like something.
My friends did like homemade Sun In. It was like lemon juice and like baking soda and water or something, and they spray it on their hair, but it's the same thing as Sun In, and it like opens the follicle for sun to come in. Every hairdresser is listening is like, you are so stupid. That's not how it works.
Let's do this.
But I mean, to me, it's perfect.
Yeah, it opens the follicle so that it breaks down the proteins in your hair and makes it lighter.
I believe you.
Thank you.
It sounds legit.
Yeah, I used
try
to do
it,
that.
But
you had it?
Oh yeah, I've had the worst hairstyles of anyone I know. So many bad
Why?
Ones.
Are there pictures, first of all?
Oh, 100%. And there, because I started my YouTube channel when I had fire engine red hair, and it was like ombre into like this blonde, disgusting orange, and it was shaved on one side.
Oh, nice.
So I wasn't even going for one thing. Like, if I just wanted to make a statement, I'd go, fire engine red, please. But I was like, knock, knock, I want more. And so it was like, not only was it it was kind of like three different colors because of the ombre. Then it was three different lengths. It was shaved on one side, long on the other, but then it was A-line cut, so it was shorter in
the
back.
So what did you do after it was shaved on one side? Did you like just let it grow? Did you just shave the other side?
No.
What was your like next step?
Oh my God. If I would have shaved the other side, I don't know what I would have done. I let it grow out, but then it was like a bowl cut.
Right.
And it was really disgusting, and maybe I bobby pinned it or like braided it or something, but it was like the worst grow out process.
Cool.
And by the time I started YouTube, it was already kind of like at a bob length. But if I were to document that, I would have gone bullied so much more than I did on the internet.
Would you do it again?
Never. If you paid me, how much do you want to pay me?
Oh man, what's it worth?
What's it worth? Yeah. Dignity.com.
Yeah, that's a lot.
that domain name.
That's an expensive
Dignity
one.
Health is quaking.
Yeah.
Dignity 99. Ugh. I don't think I could do it. I get so jealous when people can like have pixie cuts, and I'm just like, you're killing it. You're doing a good job.
Everyone can rock that. That's
not pretty, everyone can rock
my,
it.
My roommate shaved her head. That looked great. Now it's growing out. She has naturally like really curly hair. Now it's growing out. She looks like friggin' Tinkerbell.
About to say she looks like Tinkerbell.
Yeah, she has like platinum blonde hair. Well, she dyes it. Sorry, Christy. But and it looks great. Like there hasn't been a point yet where I'm like, this looks really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm almost mad at it.
Have you ever made a video or tried something with your image that you were like, whoop, this was a mistake?
One time I was doing a video with this hairdresser and I'm pretty sure he was drunk. And he just completely messed the line up in the back. And it was just like, I can't post this anywhere. It was really bad.
Whoa.
100%. Wait, how do you know?
I know.
I've been around old fashioned.
Exactly.
Of course.
The breath, and it's just, yeah.
And you let someone touch you drunk?
It was that's the worst part, because it wasn't even me, and I felt terrible because it was somebody else's hair. on my channel.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Rewind here.
Someone buried the lead on this story, Mr.
Okay.
Costa.
Yep, sorry.
So a drunk hairdresser cut somebody else's hair, and you were not one of those people.
It was going on my channel.
Yeah.
It was a friend of mine.
Oh, no.
Who was there. And as soon as he started cutting his hair, I'm like, this guy is definitely altered right now. There's no way. Because he's usually really good, but it was just a terrible haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's fine. It grew back in a week. I just couldn't post the video. So, I mean, all things considered, it was okay.
That's nice that your hair grows back in a week.
Right. If it was a girl's hair, like, that would suck. Right?
I've been growing my hair out since 1991.
Exactly. Takes forever. I grew my hair out like 2 years ago when the man bun was a thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I had one of those. I mean, it was great for my channel. That's kind of like how it
started. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because everyone's like, how do I style this?
Because everyone wanted it. I'm like, how to get a man bun. My video got like, I don't know how many millions of views, but everyone wanted it. There you go.
How to get a man bun.
How many views does this guy have, Mr. Man Bun or Top Knot? Or top knot.
What's the difference between a man bun and top knot?
I mean, it's basically the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. 1.2 milli.
Yeah. Keywords, search engine optimization.
I'm search crying. Engine yeah. optimization. Love it. Wow. I've had a man bun for my whole life.
How do you feel about man buns?
Personally,
right?
I think that certain people, exactly the same that we were talking about, pixie cut. The pixie cut is the female version of a man bun. Some people can pull it off.
Yeah. I liked them until everyone had them, and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's done.
The other day I saw, like, do you remember going to like Sally's or Walmart, and you had like fake buns that you could wrap? It was like hair on an elastic, and you could wrap it around your own ponytail to look like you had a bun, like as a girl. They have clip-on man buns now.
Really?
Yes.
That's terrible in so many ways.
Because,
yeah. Yeah. Because people like still comment on that video. They're like, oh my God, I'm growing my hair out for this. I'm like, no, don't do it. That's over.
No.
It's done.
Yeah. It's definitely
and
done.
There is a small difference between a man bun and a top knot, right? So the top knot, if you shave your sides and just get that top knot up here, then that's the top knot. A man bun, you can have your whole, it can be all long throughout the sides as well.
I like that better.
Exactly.
I hate when guys, like,
if you're going to do it now, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Grow your hair out fully
yeah.
and then tie it.
Here's my thing about man buns. If it's not in a bun, I hate it.
Right?
10 out of 10 points.
If your hair is down, unless you're Jonathan Van Ness, don't.
That's the biggest reason. Like, that's why I cut mine. Because I was like, well, I have to have it in a bun at all times, and I don't
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
I don't like when guys have, like, they just got enough hair to, like, do the tiniest, like, it looks like floss was just twisted.
Like a little rat tail on top.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, just be all or nothing.
Yeah.
But you got to start from somewhere, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, because at that point, it still just looks like hair. Like, you could probably put your hair up right now.
Oh,
but
right.
it would look terrible.
Yeah, it would.
Because keep it down. It's stunning, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's not a podcast about man buns, although it should be. It's an advice podcast, so people write us with their sticky situations, and we try our best to help them out, whether that's giving our own personal anecdotes or telling them what we would do or what they should do, and hopefully we can help them in their lives.
You know, I actually had a series on my channel where I did this for guys. And yeah, it was the stuff that I got, I don't know what you get
yeah.
in your emails, because obviously you have to sift through them, but it was like some insane shit.
Like. Yeah, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, man. All right, so this one that I got, and I actually did answer it because it was just too crazy, but it was like about like liking your cousin.
Oh.
And yeah. Like, you went there.
And you answered it on your YouTube channel.
I answered it on my YouTube channel.
Did you get flagged?
No.
They retroactively strike your channel?
My channel back then was in Portuguese. I speak Portuguese. So maybe that's why I flew under the radar.
Whoa, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was, but it was very interesting. I used to get questions like that all the time. And I was like, okay. After I answered that one question, I got crazier questions. I'm like, all right, I got to cut it.
Yeah, here. You got to close the floodgates.
That's it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Got to close those cousin gates.
Right? No, don't. Stop.
My advice, stop. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was basically my advice.
My advice? Gross.
Yeah.
How do you say gross in Portuguese?
Nojento.
Nojento. Oh,
nojento. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
No, that's disgusting.
No, if somebody told me that, if they're like, oh, nojento, I'd be like,
can you imagine
thank
they come
you.
Up to me and they just call you nojenta? And you're like, oh my God, that's beautiful.
Oh, is that a female gross?
Yeah, nojenta.
That's the name of my book.
That's a female gross.
That's a, yeah.
Change your bio right now or get out of this room.
No gente.
No, a female Drows.
My Tinder bio or Instagram bio?
Both of them. Okay. All or nothing. We go all in, baby.
Love that.
All right, let's help people.
Let's try.
Here we go. Let's try. Yeah. Love that. Love just trying. My boyfriend and I have been dating for about 2 years, and we recently became long distance. He had to move back with his family to take care of his mom who got sick. His new living situation has forced him to work from home, meaning he rarely gets to leave the house. He is miserable there, but he has no choice. We FaceTime every single day, but he gets depressed when I go out. It's hard for me, too, because I just started a new program at a new school and I'm so swamped on the weekdays. I've been trying to make new friends with my classmates and hang out with them outside of school, but my boyfriend always gives me a hard time. I know it's just that because he's jealous. I know that it's just because he's jealous that he is unable to go out and enjoy life when he's stuck at home, but I can't help but feel very tired of this ongoing cycle that we both can't fix. We're at a dead end. Any advice? From Lonely Boyfriend. Yikesies!
It's a really yikesy situation.
I'm going to say yikesies.org/gov.
Yeah.
My heart.
Yeah, I feel bad because it's like, it's not his fault that he has to go and spend time with his family, like his
it's
mom, right?
It's not his fault. No.
Not at all.
But what's the end of the sentence you want to say? I'm leading him?
He shouldn't be jealous like that.
I know!
Let this person go out and have fun.
Have you ever had a significant other who, like, went out without you and you were, like, grumpy about it?
When I was younger, yes, I was a little bit more jealous because it was, you know, like, you're just starting to date and you don't really understand it. And you're like, no, but this is my girlfriend. Don't go out. But then it's like, now, after a few girlfriends, you're like, you know what? This is how it should be. You have to have your life. She needs to have her life. And then you have your life together.
Yes.
That's how I see it.
100%. A relationship is a Venn diagram.
Yes.
Your life,
exactly.
Their life, your little center, which you share. It should never be the opposite. But the thing about Venn diagrams, number one, love them.
Because they're hard to draw. Yeah.
I love Venn diagrams. But here's the thing. If you're looking at a Venn diagram, the majority, you're still keeping your own life. The only sliver that you're sharing is very minimal. It's not exactly half, depending on how you draw your circles.
Right. And it's fine. Like, and I don't know what the correct portions are. And some people have, like, you know, bigger middles. And some people have, like, more friends outside of that relationship. But I feel like you need friends outside of that relationship to keep you sane.
100%.
And, like, travel on your own sometimes. It's okay.
Right.
Spend some of your day, like, on your own. It's fine.
I agree. I think there was something that I read. I don't know if it was an article or a meme. Lol. Welcome to 2018. I don't know if I read a full-on book series or if it was a tweet. Who's to say? But it was like, how do we expect to have one person be like 17 people where back in the day you would need 17 different people to do this one job. But now we want someone to be like our right-hand man. We want someone to be our rock. We want someone to be there to like keep us on track. But we want someone to like leave us alone too and do the work. It's like there's so many things that we're putting in one basket of a human being that's also trying to do that stuff for themselves. It's crazy. That's why I think jealousy would never work in a relationship.
It doesn't work. That person also, like, what if you break up at some point and, like, all you have is that person in your life?
Been there.
Right? It's like your best friend, your boyfriend, like, everything into one person. That's a lot of pressure.
And it's so much to lose.
Yes.
Not saying you shouldn't get into a relationship because you feel like you might fail, but, like, I've been in relationships where I would date a guy and then it would become my best friend and become my roommate and become the guy that I create with and, like, almost like a business partner. And then when you break up, you have nothing. It feels like you have nothing.
You got to start from scratch,
exactly.
Basically.
And you're like, I'm alone again. Well, you should just always be base level good being alone. And then that other person should just amplify other things. You should never meld. You should never meld.
Meld.
Stop melding.
Stop melding.
You're not fondue.
Is that melting?
Yeah.
It's just,
I've never had fondue.
What?
Have you? What?
Have. Yeah.
You guys have? What are you, rich or something?
What?
No, I think I was 12, I asked for a fondue set for Christmas.
And that's cheese.
You asked for a fondue set for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm a loser. It doesn't have to be cheese. It can be caramel. It can be chocolate. It can be cheese. It can be...
Oh.
Those are the main components.
Have you heard of the melting pot?
I've never been, but I want to go so bad.
What? Have you been in the melting pot? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. Two people that love fondue, never been to the fondue heaven.
I never
heaven.
Said I love fondue. I said
Alex,
I've had
guess
it
we
before.
Have to go together. Ooh.
Okay, I've had it once before. I wasn't 12 and asked for a kit to make fondue, but I've had it at like
Alex,
fancy parties.
Leave.
Oh my God, where'd the
I
sun
didn't pay
go?
For it.
Wait, so I think from what I heard, I mean, I'm from Florida, so everything is expensive to everybody. So we go, it was like only the nicest people would go to the melting pot. It's like saying like the Cheesecake Factory. Okay, this is why I love Ruth's Chris. So people go to the melting pot and it's like for like really big birthday occasion, special occasion. You go there and I'm assuming that it's like a big pot in the center of the table and then you order a bunch of like food to dip in with shish kebab sticks and then it's you melt it and you eat it and it's expensive.
Yeah.
Is that the melting pot?
I've never been to the melting pot, but that's exactly fondue.
That is fondue.
Wait, can you look up the melting pot? Because I want to see pictures of these tables.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm wondering, have you been to a like a Kobe Steakhouse or a Benihana type of place?
I've been to
like...
Benihana, yeah.
Okay. Wait, so
it's probably similar in a way.
Yeah. But instead, it's like melted. I really like melted chocolate, like chocolate fountains and stuff. You can do
like
that with
favorite.
Fondue, right?
Yeah.
Sweet fondue.
This would be like a sweet fondue. At
okay.
the melting pot.
So, they got a little yin-yang inside their pot?
White and dark chocolate, my brother.
Oh, how do they divide it?
I don't know.
I love
and
it.
And what is your favorite? That's a real question. White or dark chocolate?
Oh, if you like white chocolate, please leave.
It's not even chocolate.
You like
it's
white?
Not chocolate.
I love white chocolate.
White chocolate is like
it's
melted toilet
chocolate.
Paper.
It's just the cocoa. It's just sweetened cocoa butter.
And that sounds amazing.
White chocolate tastes a little off.
What? No, it doesn't.
Have, like a white chocolate. Well, the only good white chocolate is like the cookies and cream bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
But like a white chocolate Kit Kat, stop ruining my life.
Why? It's the best.
Do you like dark chocolate?
It just feels lighter. I don't know.
You hate dark chocolate.
It just feels lighter.
Well, to be fair, I like all chocolate. Like
we love a sweet tooth.
We love an
all-inclusive
sweet
tooth. That's like my one thing.
We love a non-discriminatory sweet tooth.
I really like everything. I try to be healthy, but chocolate, I just keep coming back.
I just keep coming back.
Like, I can't.
Jealousy. I used to be really jealous in relationships too, and a lot of my failed relationships is because the guy was so sensitive and jealous. So if you have jealousy at all, let's tackle this first. So I guess...
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I feel like it's okay to be a little...
Oh my God, I love when people disagree with me.
You need to be a little jealous. I feel like you need to be a little bit jealous.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not enough to like block someone from going out and living their lives, but like... Oh, my girlfriend's out late. I wonder what she's doing. Like, because that means that you kind of care about her, right?
Yeah, but that's more caring for someone.
Well, right. But if she's, like, talking to to a guy, like, I feel like you should be jealous. If
sure.
a guy approaches her kind of thing, like, you should be jealous. There needs to be some type of jealousy.
I know. Like, if I've ever... I had one boyfriend who was aggressively jealous and it ruined my life. And then one boyfriend who was not jealous at all. And
really?
I was like... Can you, like, care if a man comes up to me, please?
That's exactly what I mean. Like,
for
that
sure.
That person needs to care.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you, but I want to know where the line is. Like, I agree with someone being jealous of when someone's talking to you, but, like, also, you got to have friends, too. The girl or whoever in the relationship shouldn't be flirting to where you would get jealous.
Yes.
I think it also starts there.
And I, to be fair, I've been at bars with my exes, and let's say a guy approaches her while I'm not there, and I'll look at them, and I'll be like, let's see what you're doing. Let's see what this is, you know, where this is going. And then I would look at her and she would look at me and like, she knows that I'm watching kind of thing, right?
Right.
So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being like, hey, get away from my girlfriend.
Right.
You don't have to do that. But
yes.
As long as she knows that you're there and that you're watching and paying attention, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I think jealousy, if you're not limiting that person, then it's okay.
Yes.
But once you start limiting that person's life, like, oh, she can't go out, she can't do this, she can't do that. That's too much.
Ew, if someone got upset, I think I would break up with them, like, on the spot. Like, I have no patience for it. Because it's also rude. Like, trust me enough as your partner that I'm not going to do anything
wrong. It's so rude. You can take care of yourself, right?
Yeah. Right, yes. I mean, jealousy could stem from... I mean, it only stems from insecurity. Whether they're insecure or they're insecure with the relationship or insecure about the other person. And sometimes it's founded. But in this situation, I think it's very unfair. From an outside perspective, it feels like she is getting limited.
Right. We don't know what she's doing when she's going out.
This is
true. We don't know if she's going to, like, raves or anything like that.
Or strip clubs.
We don't know if she's traveling back in time to 2012 and going to a rave.
Right? Like, I feel like at that point, I'd be like, well, maybe, yeah, I wouldn't like that very much. But who knows? Maybe that's her thing.
Right. I'm wondering, okay, let's say that she loves her boyfriend.
Okay.
Let's just, thinking outside of the box, just open up your mind. I know it's very far-fetched, but just like try and be on the board with me for this.
Okay.
Wow.
She may love her boyfriend. I know.
And Mind blown.
I just have never.
I know.
Never experienced this before.
No.
Say that she wants to make it work and this is the right person. Because otherwise, I'd be like, hey, get out of there. You're going to be better off. So let's say that this is what's happening. So she's saying that they FaceTime every single day. Awesome. But when she goes out, he gets depressed. And she just started this new school and can't talk to him ever. So, like, what's one thing that she could do when she goes out to maybe include him, or like obviously letting him know what she's doing would probably put him at ease. Like, I'm not going to hook up with somebody else, but he has to trust her. What would you do?
I think in any, especially long distance relationships, communication is key.
Yeah.
Like, they have to talk to each other. Hey, I'm going out. I'm going with these people. I'm going to be gone until this time. It doesn't have to be like super specific, but let him know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to approach this. I would feel a lot safer if that happened.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just being in the loop. Yeah. I mean, right. It's a partnership. You got to, what's your play? Is that what it is in sports? Like, what's the play?
What's the play?
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the little plan where they draw the cute little circles and the X's, like, and they put arrows and they go, this is our play.
The strategy.
Strategy. Okay. Sure. All right. I'm the sports expert here. This is our play. Act one. Tell me what's up.
Let's go. Also, like, you do feel bad for the guy because he's stuck.
Yeah.
So that's why you should just communicate. Just tell him what's going on.
Yeah.
He can't do anything.
Like, I know. I guess it depends on the type of guy that he is. But like when I've gone out sometimes and I haven't been with a significant other or they couldn't go for some reason, I would like take pictures of like the bar. If it was like Art Deco or something, I go, "This, look at this bar that you would love." Or I take photos and be like, "I'm still thinking of you." I think
that's amazing.
People just want
great advice.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's good.
I just feel like people want to be included even if they can't be included.
Because I do that without even thinking about it. Like if I'm with someone and I'm out, I am thinking about that person usually, so I'm like, I'm going to message this person and say, hey, this is really cool. I just had this drink and it reminded me of you. And that goes a long way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Like, because you said if, you know, you wanted somebody to feel included, I might even, like, if you and I go out to a bar and X person couldn't come, I'd, like, take a picture of us at the bar and be like, missing one, like, da-da-da.
Right.
And I think the only fear would be that, like, maybe that would make him more jealous.
That's what I was thinking too. It could go the reverse way.
And I think that all stems from how if this guy is just sad that he's not out with you, then I think that would be like a really nice thing to do. But if he is an insecure guy, I think that's how you'll be able to tell whether or not he's just sad that he's not there and doesn't get to have the fun that you're having, or if he doesn't like trust you, the way he reacts to like, we're missing one, like, hope you're having a good night.
Right.
If he's like, wow, I can't believe you'd send that to me. You know how like sad I am here. Like, da da da. Like, that's not a very good guy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly how you pick him apart.
Yeah. Maybe try it out. And if he does react very poorly, then you know to like cut your ties with him. Because she does say that they're at a dead end. There has to be something. There has to be action that happens now. So I would say either try to do that. Try to include him when you go out. Send pictures. See how he responds to that. The other piece of advice that I would personally give, I know that it may be like not in like a financially savvy way, but depending on how long distance he is, maybe surprise him. Or both of you start like figuring out a little travel situation where like you'll go to see him 1 month and he might come to see you another month. I mean, the thing about long distance is it sucks.
It does suck. Yeah. Have you been in a lot of long distance relationships?
Oh my God. No.
It's like every boyfriend you ever had.
Yeah. I've been in one long distance relationship and it was like it was one relationship that lasted for collectively like 4 years. 3 months of it was long distance. Oh, and another boy I dated used to travel for work overseas, so I wouldn't see him for like the summer. So like every now and then it would be long distance, but like they would always come back. But not to me, but like in the States, they would always come back
to me. Yeah. Set him free and he comes
back. It is really difficult. And when I was in college, I had basically a digital relationship because that's the only way we could see each other. But it just doesn't really work for the most part. And I don't want to say like your relationship isn't going to last because maybe it will. But I think I need someone physically here. Like if I have a bad day, I'm going to like run to that person and be like, hug me. No like like digital hug is going to be. No GIF is going to make me feel better.
Right. And I feel like they also have to talk about this, right? Again, it comes back to communication. Like, yeah. How long is this going to last? Is it temporary or not? Like, are you willing to move out to where he is?
Right.
Like, you know, what's going on? Like, let's talk about this so we can kind of have a game plan.
Mm-hmm. A play?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need a play?
You need a play. You need to know what's happening.
Yeah. I guess it is a game plan. Strategic, what's our, who cares? I'm the sport expert and no one needs to know anything
we'll
else.
We'll give you that. That's fine.
I think that's all really great. Just one remaining tip for this person.
Take pictures where you're, like what you guys were saying, take pictures when you're out. See how they, my big thing is see how they react to those pictures.
Okay, that's step one.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how they react, cut it or have a discussion about it.
I mean, I would just break up with them, no matter how they react.
Cold cuts.
Damn, yeah.
Coming at you hot, deli aisle.
Frozen hearts over here.
Coming at you cold.
Yeah, I would say it really depends on their actions, right? If they're like super jealous that you're sending them pictures and saying, hey, I'm thinking of you, then you know that this is not who you should be with.
Okay.
You know?
Cool. That is your homework. Lonely boyfriend, take photos, send them to him, tell them that you're missing him, see how he reacts, and this would be nice to have a follow-up on this one. If you do this, Lonely Boyfriend, email us back. Let us know how it goes. We would love to know. Another question.
Yes.
Here we go. There's this girl. She's smart, funny, cute, witty, etc. I love
etc. Wow. Et cetera. What does that mean?
We want to know all the adjectives that she is. I really, really like her, and I feel like I've known her for ages, even though we just started talking 3-ish weeks ago. At this point, I would have usually asked her out on a date at the very least, but here's a problem. She lives 2,391 miles away. I love that he knows exactly how far away. Someone's been on Google Maps. I swiped on her on Tinder while I was in the Philippines, and we hit it off really quickly. I've left already, and I don't know the next time I'll be able to make it back. Should I pursue this? I haven't met anyone this exciting in ages, and even though I know this is probably hopeless, I think I've already started to fall hard for her. Oh, and I am 19, second year uni, if that helps. She's a first year. From launching into love.
3 weeks, and he feels like that, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, she made quite an impression.
I know. Have you ever felt so impacted by someone you just met less than a month ago?
I mean, maybe when I was 19.
What about Irene?
Yeah. I definitely feel that way.
Crazy. Like 19 minutes.
I've been in this situation where I've met someone and I've instantly liked them. Like, I remember meeting someone and feeling like I was wearing a weight vest because I was like, oh, like the energy of this person was just so strong. And I like it, everything that he's saying about this person, I felt about the person that I had met. And the thing is, it has never went away. So like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I can give the best advice on this because when you do meet a person like that, it is a lasting impression.
I think your advice is going to be the best though because it's coming from the same place.
You've been there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's great. That Philippines? Almost 3,000 miles away, like, it is a very long shot. It's the longest of shots. It's an overseas shot.
How long ago was this that happened to you?
4th of July last year.
Oh, God. And you still feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, there's a shot for this guy, then. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how she feels about him, too.
Exactly.
Because, like, it's a unilateral love is a non-existent love.
You know what it is? Like, if he doesn't try, he's always going to think about this person.
Yeah.
And it's going to haunt him forever.
I agree.
And he's not going to be able to open his heart to other girls.
I agree.
Yeah.
You're like, I super
I'm there
agree.
Now.
I think it's interesting that, because since we did just talk about long-distance relationships, that's not why I thought this question was so unique. I think this one's interesting because he's just wanting to know if he should even think about it. Should he even pursue it? Is it even something that's worth putting his energy into?
He should definitely think about it. I would do it. I would go back and spend some time and figure things out.
Go back where?
The Philippines.
What if you can't afford it? There, he's 19.
I would figure a way to afford it. Yeah, you gotta do it.
Ooh.
You gotta find out. Yeah.
I'm attracted.
You can't just like sit back and like let life happen and not figure out if you like this person or not.
Yeah. It's all up to him if he thinks that she's worth doing all that for.
Yeah.
And it seems like she is. I mean, it's been 3 weeks, but it seems like he really does like her. Here's a little oopsies. What if it's just the infatuation phase. What if he's just like swept away because of X, Y, and Z?
Exactly.
Because he can't have her, because she's so new.
But that's why I'm saying you have to go there and you have to try it out.
Yeah.
Can you read that first sentence again? She's
smart, funny, cute, witty, etc.
etc.
Which basically, two of those are synonyms,
yeah.
And the other two are also synonyms. So she's good looking and she's smart.
Wait, which two are cinnamon?
Cinnamon? Which two are cinnamon adjectives?
Which two are cinnamon adjectives?
I like cinnamon.
I love cinnamon. Ooh, oh my God, have you ever had cinnamon toast made by my mom?
yeah, I was just there the other day. Yeah. She's
okay.
Amazing.
Here's how to make cinnamon toast, my friends. It's everything you think it is, but I'm going to say it again as if I made it. So you get a piece of Wonder Bread, white bread only. White bread only, and you put it inside the toaster. You pop it down. You wait for it to come up. It's briefly toasted, so where it's not brown and it's not white. You got a cool little tan going on. And then...
Nice little summer tan, yeah?
Yeah, you take out some butter. You make sure the butter's room temperature before you put it on the bread. Then it's toast. It's twice baked bread. It's now toast. So now you put the butter on, you put it on both sides, and then you put the toast together to make sure that the butter melts evenly.
Right.
Then you open it back up, you take sugar and you take cinnamon, you mix it in a bag, shake it up, and then sprinkle it heavily on the toast to where now it's fully like crystallized brown.
Wow.
It is cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
And then it's perfect.
Wait, so this is your mom's recipe? Your mom does this.
It may be my recipe.
I was gonna say, okay, because you know how to do it. You should. I feel like
you should.
I feel like they expect that now, at some point.
I'll make them cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
Easy.
Fine.
Okay. I'll come
with
back
my eyes
that.
Closed.
I have a friend who thinks that the opposite of chocolate is cinnamon. She's like, you're either a chocolate person or a cinnamon
that
person.
Makes no sense.
What?
Yeah, Kim, my friend Kim.
Kim.
I feel like maybe like candy.
She's like, I don't like chocolate, but I like cinnamon. And I was like. That doesn't count.
No. I guess. I mean, there's no opposite of chocolate. I mean, sadness.
It's just bad.
Vanilla.
Yeah, exactly. Death.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, stop. Close your mouth. Just because you're a baker, don't have that mouth open. Here, I'm saying there's no opposite of chocolate as a chocolate bar. You're thinking chocolate as a flavor.
Yeah.
Sure. Chocolate Got and vanilla. It. Black and white. Yin and yang. I'm saying chocolate bar. What's the opposite of a chocolate bar?
Nothing.
Starbucks.
It's hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
no.
talk to me.
It's a fruit candy is the opposite of a chocolate bar.
It's either chocolate or candy. It's not a
yes.
Starburst.
What's a Starburst?
A fruit chew.
Ew.
I wouldn't say Starburst is the opposite of chocolate.
It's definitely not the opposite of chocolate.
Okay.
And I All agree. Right. The opposite of chocolate is sadness.
Yes.
Or death. Or, yeah. So.
Thank you. Anyway, what happened before cinnamon toast?
I was Wait. Asking what are the two adjectives that you think are the same as
smart
each other?
Smart and witty and okay. funny and smart and witty. Okay, I see. I thought he said pretty and cute.
Oh, okay.
So what were the other ones?
Smart, funny, cute, and witty.
Okay.
So witty and funny might be kind of similar. Or witty and smart might
yep.
well a Venn diagram you see.
Oh,
we're going back to this.
Well, there you go.
Well, okay. So She's the girl.
Nice.
She's just the girl you're looking for.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just the girl you're looking for.
Nice.
Thank you.
What's that from?
Some band on my alternative nostalgia playlist. Just the girl? Some
just
click
the girl.
Five. Just
oh, it is. What the heck is that?
Did you guys want to applaud or something?
I've never. Yeah.
Thank you.
Killed it.
Can I end everything I say with, did you guys want to applaud or something?
Or something. What would be the or something?
I don't know. Maybe
do?
Like a woo-woo or a hoo-hoo or like a, wow, I'm so impressed with you. I wish I was like you.
You have so many options ready for that.
And you're so smart and witty and pretty and funny
and cute,
et cetera.
Et cetera. So I've never been to the Philippines. Take me with you if you go see your dying love. Undying love.
Whoa. Wow, it's got dark real quick.
I meant to, he didn't say it, but she is 79.
Yeah, right.
Your undying love.
She only has
excuse
a few weeks
me.
Left, so should I go see her or not?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So you think he should go and figure it out?
He should go figure it out 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you think that he should do?
I mean, he's 19. I think he should stop caring.
Uh oh.
Whoops. Because, like, here's the thing. Show me. Are any of you still with the person you were with at 19?
I'm personally offended by your energy.
It's very negative. Yeah. Wow.
I just have a sordid past with relationships, and I don't believe in them.
I know why you feel that way. And you start feeling it after a little while, after a few relationships, right? So, like, you have your first relationship, and it's perfect until it's not. Mm-hmm. And then your second relationship, you're like, well, we'll see how this one goes. Mm-hmm. And your third one, you're, like, just a pessimistic person at that point. You're just like, this is not going to work out, so I'm just going to go my own way. That's how it happens.
I mean, you bring up a good point because, yes, my 19-year-old relationship is no longer, but... what is love?
Okay.
Baby, don't hurt me.
I love that movie.
Because what if this is the one? My thing, here's what I would say to do. I agree with both of you because I do think he needs to figure it out. And I do think he needs to, like, be a little bit cognizant and cautious of that he is 19. But technology exists. Why don't you FaceTime her and start building the relationship this way to see if she is worth it? Figure it out on your own back home in the States. And then if you think that it is, then go to the Philippines and figure it out in person.
I think that's great. Skype, FaceTime, try everything out, talk to them. And if you feel that way still in a few months or a couple months or whatever, go back. If not, move on.
It's been 3 weeks. Yeah. 3 weeks is not a long time.
I am going to say that I'm sure he can find somebody who lives close to him. And
who's also smart and funny.
Who's also smart, funny. Yeah.
And witty.
And witty.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
And et cetera.
What would you, if you could only... have one of these adjectives in a spouse or a significant other, would it be smart, funny, cute, witty, or et cetera?
Et cetera just...
I'm going to take et cetera.
Yeah. Smart.
Smart?
Smart for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to go with funny.
If you're smart, can you also be funny because you're smart?
No,
because
some people are so smart that they're like...
like dry smart, right? Yeah.
Smart.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, if you're smart and funny, that's the Venn diagram
combo.
Of love.
Yeah.
It's so clear to me that you're a shill for Venn diagrams.
I'm a math teacher. It's math, right?
I guess
economics. Everyone uses Venn diagrams.
English thing.
Everyone uses Venn diagrams. English, math, art. You ever made purple, red, and blue?
That's crazy.
The Venn diagram in the middle has purple.
It just works everywhere.
I think Venn diagrams are
just an answer to every question.
Agree. They are maybe are from English, though.
I think they might. Did you just wink at me?
No, I blinked with both eyes.
I loved it. It doesn't really say, like, where it originated as what it's called, like, what it's from.
What would
it's
you?
It's probably mathematics, I would assume.
I think it's English just because it's like, here's one thing, how are they similar?
What is the etymology of a Venn diagram? What are they for? Besides comparing and they're comparing and contrasting. That's not English.
Yes, it is.
What?
Comparing.
Well, how can we not remember education?
In English?
Wow.
What's a logician?
I can't believe. Oh, that's someone that does logish. I can't believe we're stumped by Venn diagrams.
Right?
Oh, their study is logic. So it's a logic-based graph.
Right. Yeah, that's what I said, logish. And what I meant by that was comparing and contrasting, which I also touched upon.
I'm so impressed by
you.
So
she's smart and witty.
Should you guys applaud or something?
I already said I'm so impressed by you, so I got...
Okay. He said, let's skip this one.
I'm crying.
So it's logic. So it is English.
Well, it's logic-based, so maybe that's like
I didn't take a logic class.
No.
Clearly.
I think it's like ethos, pathos, logos.
Logos?
Logos, like Adidas, Nike.
You see. Wow.
In which class did we learn Venn diagrams is the real question. Like,
I mean,
we can't
I learned
remember.
Is logic a math course
that's a
or an English
thing.
Course?
Ethos and that's psychology. What are we finding on the internet, on the world?
Well, the home scholar lets me know that...
The home scholar.
Logic is a critical thinking, and critical thinking can be a part of many different subjects.
Oh, as we've discovered.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that you can say logic is math or English, though. I used introductory logic and loved it, blah, blah, blah.
We don't want to know what you like. We want to know the facts.
I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's just its own
thing.
So you
can literally use it for anything.
Wow.
Sure.
Science?
Logically, yes.
Logically, yes.
Saying logically before anything is really cool.
It just makes you sound so much cooler.
Logically, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm going to start doing that. Did we answer this question? I think so. Yeah.
And we gave him a couple options.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
My
tip, figure it out.
Just logically figure it out.
Yes. Logically, figure it out. We're going to take a quick break while Alex gives a little extra piece of advice you can find on MeganBatoon.com, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Where's my thing? Okay. La la la. And we're back. Before we get into what you're working on, I want to bring up one thing that we found on the internet. One time you tweeted, rice, LMAO.
Okay.
That's all it was. So what are your thoughts on rice?
Fried rice is the way to go. It's the best. But I think I was mentioning the YouTuber.
Rice gum.
I don't know why, though.
I mean, I could probably tell you a million reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there could be so many different things. I'm not sure exactly why.
That's crazy.
But I do love rice, the food.
I used to live, because you're Portuguese.
I'm Brazilian. I speak Portuguese, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know the world. I'm uncultured.
What? No. Well, what? Because a lot of people ask if I speak Brazilian. I'm like, no, I speak Portuguese.
Is okay. Portuguese the language of Brazil?
In Brazil.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, yes. You see, that's where my confusion came in. Yeah. I don't know if you grew up with a bunch of rice, but I'm Filipino, so like every meal had rice with it.
Same in Brazil. It's
sometimes
amazing.
My meal would just be a plate of rice with soy sauce on it.
Mine would be rice and then just like an egg on top.
Ooh.
Or rice and beans. Oh,
have you? I love it. Were you guys ramen people when you grew up? Like top
no.
ramen?
We were. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Here you go.
There's a specific type of grocery store ramen that is the best ramen that you will ever buy at a grocery store and ever be able to make yourself. It's called Sapporo Ichiban. Comes in a little, it looks like a top ramen package, but it's a little bigger and it's got red sides and it's white. And it's the best. And my dad would make that sometimes, like 5 packages of that. And we would all have that and it was the best.
So the answer is no.
Well, yeah.
My question was, have you had top ramen?
You said ramen people.
And then I said top ramen.
And then I interjected. Rudely. No, it was not top ramen. I don't eat top ramen.
Have you ever had top ramen?
Yes.
Thoughts?
I have never had it.
Okay.
Not as good as Sapporo Ichiban.
Have you ever had ramen that you made without going out to go get it?
No.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's just not common in Brazil where I grew up.
Yeah.
It's just like rice, beans, eggs, and chicken. That's like
yum.
I'm moving. Every day. Yeah, I was just in Colombia actually this past week, and I got back last night. Same exact thing.
Oh my God.
Same exact type of food.
Well, you had an overseas flight yesterday.
Last night.
And you look like this. What? I'm mad.
How long is that flight?
It was like a 8-hour ordeal. I had one stop.
So it's a little
less
than I
thought. I feel a little bit dead inside, to be honest. But
same, and I wasn't on an overseas flight.
It was a bachelor party, so you can
I'm recovering. Do you do eye masks?
Not usually, no. I've done them, but no. Yeah.
What do you have a plane routine if you're going overseas or you know you're going to be on a plane for a long time? Like, do you have like a go-to tip that you
I wash my skin and whatever. Nothing.
I wash my skin.
Face wash, moisturizer, the usual. Nothing different, but food. Like, you have to eat healthy, or I get sick very easily if I travel a lot and I don't eat healthy.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I drink a lot and don't sleep, and that's exactly what happened in Colombia. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat very healthy. So the past 2 days, I've been super healthy.
Yeah. Do you eat healthy when you travel? Like, what about at airports? How do you...
I say that I will eat healthy when I travel, but then it just does not happen.
Yes.
It's just very difficult.
Okay, yeah. So you eat healthy whenever you're not traveling, so that when you travel, it's just like, this is happening.
Right.
Little blip in
basically, what I do is, like, I'll go to Colombia, right? I'll eat, like, all the crap there, and I'll try everything, and I'll drink a lot. But then maybe like a day or two before my flight back, I'll start eating healthy again.
Oh,
just
okay.
To get on the, yeah.
That's good.
So
that's
I can
good.
Feel better. Because otherwise I'll land and I'll go straight to bed and like be sick for 2 days.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
They had so much like pork, like fatty pork. Yeah. That face.
Oh.
Yeah. It was great.
I feel like
but
I just got saved.
Horrible. It was both.
I love pork. Oh yeah. My God. Oh my God.
It's
if I could
huge
have,
there.
I would. Oh my God. If I could have everything pork, if I could have pork belly with a side of pork fries and a side of a pork
that's
grease.
Basically their like typical meal there.
I'm
like,
in.
It's a plate like this big with every kind of meat you can imagine and whoa. Then rice, beans, and eggs.
Oh, I love it.
But like they mix everything, chicken, pork, beef, like in one plate. I'm like, that's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah.
What, do you have a travel tip? Like whether that's like always watch a movie or like do you have like a specific, like what is like a good travel tip?
I really like podcasts, so I will have like 3 or 4 downloaded, but I'll usually always end up watching a movie. But if I just want to close my eyes and listen, I like to have podcasts. I also like to bring a sandwich, like not like I want to be able to like eat something so I can have that little moment of just like I'm having a full solid meal. I like that.
Yes.
What kind of sandwich?
That's a 10 out of 10 question. I'm so glad you asked. Probably like a turkey roast beef on rye, a little lettuce, a little tomato, a little onion, a little avocado, a little alfalfa sprouts.
Okay, wait.
A we solid got, amount of mayo.
So you're making your own sandwich and bringing it through security.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that...
Why is that so funny?
Because it's... What?
That's a lot. Wait, she's one of those people that open up the sandwich in the middle of the airplane, and it's like
and
the whole plane
like,
smells like whatever.
23C, we can smell the alfalfa.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you're goddamn welcome, you can.
Wait, you make a sandwich before you go to the airport?
If, yeah.
Where usually. Do you put it?
In my bag.
Okay. I've never done this.
I've seen people do that. I didn't like them. I don't want to smell your food when I'm starving over here and I'm eating like... Because you're smarter than me.
Because you brought the goldfish and the beef jerky and the banana.
Yeah, yes. I'm like, that person's too smart, well, and now I'm smelling your tuna or whatever.
But I wouldn't bring on, like, old curry. Like, I'm going to bring, like, a sandwich that's not that pungent.
I mean, I have brought Pan Express on a plane, and I'm sorry. Me, I'm apologizing to my digestive system right now.
There you go.
What's your travel tip?
Oh, mine?
What's your big idea?
Strap in, my friends. This is the best way to get through about a 13-hour flight.
13, okay.
Get
that's the average.
Ready.
All right.
This is what you do. You get on the flight. You don't miss your plane.
Great.
Step one.
Number one. Okay, so if you're going overseas, they feed you. And they feed you roughly around an hour and a half in. So you get on the flight, you get situated, you watch one movie. Towards the third act of the movie, you get your food. Perfect timing. The food comes, you finish your movie, you eat your food, you're done. The movie ends. Oh, I forgot something. When you eat your food, you take melatonin, which is a safe...
It's a natural sleep aid.
Yeah, you could get it at the airport. So that means it's fine for me to talk about. Right. And no one's going to get mad
yeah,
at me.
Exactly.
You take 3 of these things.
3 of them? Wow.
Yeah, but it's only 3 milligrams.
Okay.
So, or you could take one for... However many that is. You take a few. Just take a few.
Right.
It's up to you how much you take. You should take 3. You take 3 melatonin. You eat your food. You drink your water. Drink water. Also, huge travel tip. Drink water. You put your tray up. You get one of those pillows.
Neck pillows. Yeah.
But the one that I like is the Evolution pillow. I've had it for like 10 years and I still use it. Rolls up real tiny. You get a neck pillow. You're wearing a soft, soft hoodie. Okay.
That's a big tip.
Soft
that's
hoodie.
Smart.
Because now you don't need a blanket. You will have a blanket if you're going overseas. But if you don't, still good. You get a window seat. You get a big, big hoodie. You're wearing the hoodie. You put the neck pillow around your hoodie. You put your hood over top of your head. The neck pillow over the hoodie. Hood up. Sleep mask.
Wow.
Headphones inside your ears. Playing like something like John Legend or, you know, something like John Mayer.
Calm.
Kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
like.
You're any good. Of the Johns.
Any of the
Johns,
John,
yeah. truly. And then everyone do this with me. If you're
right,
in your car, if you're listening to this, or if you're in this room with me, everyone is in a chair, maybe. If you're not in a chair, get in a chair. So get in your chair and then put one hip in front of the other, but just kind of twist your hips to where you're sitting mainly on one hip, like one butt cheek is holding the weight. Yes?
All right.
And then switch your, situate your shoulders to where you're kind of leaning back. Oh, you're reclined at this moment. Yeah. You gotta be reclined.
Of course.
Okay, okay.
And now if you're in a window seat, you can put all of the weight that's holding yourself up into the window so you have extra room. And here comes the tip for all my inside the aisle people. What if it's, you know, the center?
Yeah.
Oh, the middle seat.
Middle seat.
That's a terrible seat.
Or hell.
Ugh.
So for this tip also works. So you put your one hip behind the other. You situate your shoulders. You cross your arms. And then you take the headrest, which folds in, which took years to figure this out.
Until a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah. You put both of them. So you're leaning. You don't have any vision. You don't have any audio. And you're covered. And you just sleep for 10 hours. And then you come back up whenever it's time to come up. And then you should have a water bottle ready for you when you wake up because you will be dehydrated and you feel like your mouth is falling off. You drink the whole water bottle. Then when you get off the plane, you use the bathroom and then you're done.
Wow.
That's intense.
I feel like I've been talking for 2 hours. That's
you've been
really
talking for
though.
A whole 13-hour flight.
But I will say, I don't know if I can fit in the seat if I go sideways.
No way!
I'm not sure. Is it because I have a Brazilian butt or what?
Okay, like I just
can't,
Alex.
No, I just can't fit like sideways like this.
Yeah, wait. What? You're taking up the same amount of space. You just twist your hips.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know if it would work. I'm going to try it. I have a flight next week. I'll get back to you.
Wow, that if you Windows had to take seat. A 13-hour flight and you couldn't do this, I would not go.
That's an exceptional piece of advice.
What I like to
do
is take the pillow that they give you, which is like, crap, right? It's like
he's like
terrible.
I burn it,
yeah.
And I I throw it away. No, I put it behind my lower back,
lumbar support.
Yes, that really helps because I don't sleep with any neck pillows or anything like that in the plane.
Right.
I'll just put my head on the window. Usually, I'll usually do like a sweatshirt or something like that. So I bring two sweatshirts, one that I'm wearing and one to just use as a pillow, which I think is much better than the pillow they give you.
Oh well, yes, everything's better than
you
the pillow.
Should
a cough
always,
is better than the pillow.
Yeah. You should always bring a sweatshirt.
Always.
Even if it's like middle summer, super hot outside, because I've made that mistake before, it doesn't matter. It's going to be freezing in there.
I always do that.
Have you guys ever asked the person next to you if you can lay on them?
No.
Have you?
Of course.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
Wait, are you serious?
Wait, would you
first
let
of all,
her?
You bring a sandwich from home and then you ask if you can use their shoulder
it's not
a as
party.
A pillow?
I sound like a homeschool kid.
Wait, have you ever been.
You guys have never done that?
No. I've never seen anyone do this.
You weirdo. Wait, do they say yes? Every time?
Yes.
Stop it.
Wait, do you ask them every time?
No.
Wait, do you look to your, are you like, oh, this person might be.
I do have to say, I have to vet them for sure.
You have to vet them first.
Okay.
So what do you go through?
I can't believe you guys have never done this.
This is insane to me.
Because I don't want to be rude and fall asleep on them. I want to make sure they're fine with it.
What are the characteristics of a person who would say yes to you? Like, what do you look for to be like, okay, this person's a yes?
Not you.
Who would say yes to you?
I would never ask you. You're too put together.
Well, really?
So
yeah.
The
would
person has to
me?
Be kind of like sleazy?
They have to be. I'll 90% of the time, if it's a, I will usually only ask women.
Would you ask me?
No.
Why?
Because I'd be scared that you would hate me.
Wow.
Wait,
Megan, would you say yes?
No.
There you go.
Because I knew she was.
So that's good.
Wait, what about me makes you think I would say no?
Because you're too pretty.
Oh my God. I've been told that I am sometimes unapproachable, but I'm mad.
It's because you're so pretty. I'm like, she's too pretty. She's got her shit together.
That's
not
the reason. I'm mad at that. Okay. Anyway.
Why are you mad at it?
Yeah, let's get
because
into
I
this.
Because I feel like I am very nice.
You are the nicest person I know.
But maybe there's a barrier.
But on,
first.
But there's a difference between airplane
off.
Nice and regular nice.
Oh God, airplane I'm so nice. Not airplane
that's
nice.
Different.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're sleeping on your side with the hoodie and your eye mask and your head, I couldn't even wake you up if I tried.
Exactly.
I would probably just
15
sleep
melatonins
on you anyway.
Pumped into your body.
You wouldn't even have to ask her anything. Just sleep on her shoulders anyway.
Exactly. She's
wow, I can't believe people have said yes.
Yeah, I asked. Like, there was this one girl who had like a very kind face. And she had this gorgeous, like, curly red hair. I was like, I gotta be honest, I've been up for, like, 40 hours.
Oh, my God.
I might fall asleep on you. Are you gonna hate me? And she's like, no, oh, my God, go ahead. Have my pillow. I was like, I love
that's
you.
That's not a bad way
have
of asking
pillow.
It, though. I thought you'd be like, can I sleep on your shoulder?
Wow, that's so... Do you do anything else? I feel like you're a very interesting case study for flights. What else weird do you do?
A lot. I'll go in the bathroom and do like a series of stretches because I don't like sitting
normal.
That long.
I'll go in the bathroom and I'll do a full monologue.
I have my own little... I bring a camera.
Do you guys drink in airplanes a lot?
I've never drank in an airplane. Yeah.
You've never done
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah.
I've only... Oh, yeah, yeah. Not a lot. It doesn't really help, to be honest.
It doesn't really help me. Yeah.
It's just kind of like, oh, I'm doing this.
I'll drink a glass of wine or something, but it just doesn't really do anything for me. But I see people like getting lit.
I know. Well, it's because you're so dehydrated that you get drunk faster, is what I've heard.
There's a whole song about it. It's called Drunk on a Plane.
Really? Sick. How does it go?
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
So it's country.
Yeah, okay. It makes
well,
sense.
What else would it be?
Yeah, it makes sense.
A rap song, perhaps?
That's true, but there would be a jet.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so true. Jet,
yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah. All right. We have a travel question, but we will get to it. This is perfect. A perfect segue, but I'm going to ruin it by talking about something else. Really quickly, what are you working on lately that we can check out?
Yeah. So obviously I have my YouTube channel, my Instagram, which I work on a lot. And then also I am currently developing a hair product. Yeah. For men.
Can
obviously.
You tell us so anything about it?
I'll use it even if it's for men.
So it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm
That's
currently
sick.
Getting a bunch of samples and trying them out, and some are great and some are garbage. And
are they
like
in your hair right now?
I am wearing it right now. Yeah.
His hair looks great.
It looks amazing.
It's a clay. It's a texture clay. So basically for like this length, like down to your nose. That's if it's any longer, then it might be a little too long.
Okay.
So high hold, high texture.
That's so
and
cool.
And it comes out in the next couple months or so.
Congrats.
It's there. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Pretty pumped.
As you should be.
And then also something that I haven't really talked about is I'm developing an online course for men on confidence. So yeah, that's coming out also in a couple of months.
I love it.
Yeah. So how to have personal confidence, social confidence, career confidence, all of that in one course. Forget.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Pretty pumped.
That's so sick. Congrats. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. And I feel like that's why they come to my channel. It's not like sometimes, it's through fashion or it's through hairstyle or grooming, but what they're looking for is confidence.
Right.
Like, how do I dress well so I can feel confident if my crush comes to sit next to me or, you know, if you're in school, that's the case, right?
Right.
You need to look good to be confident, to feel confident and talk to your crush or whatever.
I love that.
So it's confidence through fashion, through grooming, and through hairstyle. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Do you know when that might be launching?
Kind of, maybe. Soon.
Kind of, maybe
very soon.
Soon.
Yeah,
love that.
Soon enough. Keep
love
an eye
soon.
Out.
Yeah,
keep an eye out. That's incredible.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Yeah, very excited.
You That's get a round weird. Of applause.
Can you clap for me? Yeah, thank
yeah. Can you clap for me or something? Absolutely. Let's go back to that travel tip too. The next travel question, which is perfect for us, they write, "I am planning a trip with my boyfriend soon, and I was wondering if you have any advice or tips on how to save money. Thank you." From Save Me.
So travel tips for affordable
travel. For saving
travel.
Money. She wants to travel with her boyfriend. She's planning a trip, but she doesn't want to spend too much money. Tips, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, just lots of research. Like, you have to start it now and you have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Right? Or actually, there's the opposite of that, too. If you actually buy the tickets, like, the day of or the day before, sometimes it's cheaper as well. Yeah.
How often has that
Well, never.
Yeah, no, I've never done it because I would freak out.
I have
friends who do it.
Really?
Yeah, I would never. It just freaks me out.
They have. I've seen. There's like some Twitter accounts that post really cheap flights every now and then. I mean, there's so many of them out there. So maybe that would be a good resource. Kind of following.
It also depends on where they're going. I feel like Norwegian Air has really cheap flights to Europe.
Anywhere.
Yeah, like a couple $100 each way.
To Europe?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Super cheap. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
And they're good. They're not, it's not like a bad airline. Like, it's
yeah,
fine.
That's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good, so Norwegian Air is a good tip. I would say the Twitter accounts kind of, I don't know what they're called. I wish I did know. There's a few of them out there. They're probably like called like Travel Cheap or something like that. Truly anything similar to that. They post these deals where if you don't mind where you go and you just want to get away, they'll post like, oh, Costa Rica for like $69 or wherever, Amsterdam for $100.
There's the flight deal.
The flight deal. I used to
the
follow that
deal.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
That one, I feel like that's a good idea. Also, cruise ships, I feel like, are a cost-effective vacation.
Never been on a cruise. I know. I don't know. I've just like never done it. I've just never been exposed to it.
I mean, I'm from Florida, so that's all we did.
That's all you do. Yeah, yeah.
But it's also, it's pretty cost effective because the food is included and the unlimited ice cream is included. Sometimes.
Most importantly.
That's, yeah. Must have unlimited ice cream.
Sometimes the alcohol is included on a booze cruise. That's like what it's called.
It is, yeah.
But I think it's a really cost effective thing, especially for families. I know you're not going with a family, but maybe there's like a couples package and everything is included. So you don't have to worry about all these extra expenses, because if you do go to Europe, you're going to pay a lot for food, you're going to pay a lot for a hotel, you're going to pay a lot for transportation. With a cruise ship, you don't have to deal with any of that.
Exactly. One place that I would say that is really cheap as well that I've been to, I went this year, is the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah?
It's really affordable. Flights are pretty cheap, and the hotels, all-inclusive hotels, are very cheap as well. Food is really good, and you can get like a boat and go to the Caribbean islands, and like you just spend very little money on that. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Check it out.
It's another travel tip for sending money. Or sending money.
Don't.
One last tip for saving money while traveling.
Advice, how to save money.
How to save money. I'm trying to think. Going on a vacation, you're going to spend money. Yeah. It's inevitable.
I think maybe if she's asking not on the trip how to save money, like before the trip, I'd cook from home a lot. I would.
When you're,
like before I go on the trip, to have like a little extra money.
Okay, to save money.
Yeah. I would try to work overtime if you have like an hourly job.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to pick up like weird, random, odd jobs. Like, can you babysit your cousin for a night? Can you do, you know, because $20 here and there like really adds up.
Yeah.
But yeah, cook from home a lot.
I think that's a great
idea. Would be good if you're talking about saving money before you go.
Yeah, and also Airbnbs instead of hotels. If you're going somewhere where it's not an all-inclusive resort, Airbnb is the way to go. So much cheaper. You get like a bigger place. You know, you can pick anywhere in the city, basically.
I love Airbnbs because it feels like you're more part of the city. Like when my friends go to New York and I'm like, where are you staying? I want to make sure you're not in a hotel, because hotels all over the world feels like a hotel. Mm-hmm. Like I used to talk to some of my friends that would travel for work. Like all they did was actually travel. And they're like, after a while, every place seems to be the same because you're staying in a hotel, whether that's Japan or Tokyo, which isn't Japan, Japan or the Philippines or South America. Like it's all the same because hotels are all the same. So like to get a real experience, even if, when she goes with her boyfriend, I think you guys should definitely stay at an Airbnb. You'll save money and you'll feel the culture even more. Great tip.
Exactly. You can experience everything. You can like, you know, look for a place that has laundry in it. You can wash your clothes there. You don't have to pay for washing clothes.
And then you could cook while you're on the trip in Airbnb with like an actual kitchen instead of having to go downstairs or out to eat.
Yeah, you can go to a grocery store and buy some food and cook it yourselves and have a romantic dinner somewhere different.
I love that. Yay. I think we helped.
Solid question.
Truly.
Solid answers.
Do you have time for one last question?
Let's do one more.
Okay. Here we go. A bit of a long one, so get ready to listen to my voice for longer. I know I've already bled your ears talking about my travel tip overseas, but here we go. I met a girl a few years back at summer camp and immediately hit it off. I never fully made a move at the time because she still had a boyfriend, and I ended up dating a close friend instead for 2 years. The camp girl and I became best friends. After a while, she breaks up with her boyfriend and tells me that she had feelings for me the whole first year of our relationship. Upon hearing this, I realized that my current relationship opened my eyes to the strong feelings that I still had for my best friend. She knows I like her, but doesn't want to date because she just got out of her breakup. We're still best friends, but I'm worried things will never mesh. Please tell me what to do moving forward. Any advice would be amazing. From Carefully Choreographed. Again.
Wow.
A yikesy situation.
So wait, was this person friend-zoned?
I think, yes. In the end, it seems like he ultimately got best friend zoned.
That's like the worst,
kind of. That is kind of the worst. Zone. But again, it seems like you should marry your best friend, is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And they already are best friends. But he's nervous because he doesn't want to ruin the best friendship that they have. So I guess the main situation that we're dealing with now is if he should try and make it work with a best friend, even though she's kind of like, it seems like she has reservations.
Right. It seems like she said, I just got out of a relationship, so I don't want to be with this person right now, even though I like that person.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. Like, I get it. If you just got out of a relationship, you want to wait a little bit.
A little.
But maybe that's what you should say instead of, I don't want to be with you. You should say, hey, right now is not a good time. Just give me a little bit of, like, buffer to time to figure this out.
Right. Because
then you kind of know that, okay, well, at least this person does like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she didn't really say that. She's just kind of like, well, I just got out of a relationship. I don't know.
Right. And okay, so here's my two things with this. It could either be, one, she doesn't want to date because actually she does want to work on herself and not jump into something else out of the respect of her and her best friend slash maybe future boyfriend. Or she doesn't like you that like that. Because that's the, I've said that to some people where I'm like, oh, I am not ready to date because I am still getting over my last relationship, which is true, but I'm using it as the excuse to like rely on.
Because I feel like even if you really like that person, it doesn't matter if you just got out of a relationship, unless there's some other like underlying problems with that you have within yourself, right? You're like, okay, I need to work on myself, mm-hmm. so I need some time. But if you really like that person, why not give it a try? Go take it slow or whatever, but you know, give it a try. Don't make this person wait for no reason just because you just got out of a relationship.
100%. Have you ever been in a situation that's like this where you didn't want to date someone at that moment, but you were like, yeah, maybe back burner?
I have definitely been in, yeah, where like I just broke up with my ex and like I'll meet someone the following week and I'm like, no, no, why? No. I like you.
Yeah.
I don't want to like anyone. And
right.
Yeah, but I just went through with it. It happens. It happens. You know, I wanted to be single. I wanted to like enjoy my life and do whatever I wanted. But then I met someone, I really like that person. It's not fair to that person to just be like, well, no, I'm not ready for you yet. So I tried it. Didn't really work out after a few years, but it was
I mean,
was
at
like
least
3 years.
Years.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it was a while.
Wow. I guess my thing, I really want to figure out a definitive thing to like leave them with, but I'm confused because they said that they're best friends, but he's worried that things will never mesh. Do you think that that means that it'll never mesh because she doesn't want to be with him, but he wants to be with her?
Yeah. I think he's just worried that nothing will ever happen with it.
Mm.
And he doesn't, it's that thing of like, he doesn't want to ruin the friendship.
I feel like these never work. It's like, well, I don't want to ruin the friendship, but it's kind of already ruined.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because you're hurt if they don't reciprocate the feelings.
Right. You're not really going to be best friends if you like that person. It's impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah,
Alex.
If you have feelings for your best friend, then it's like you're not, best, not friends. Best friend. Like that's your crush. That's
right.
Right.
You're. It's just masked as best friendship.
Yeah, exactly. You want to see that person because you like them as something more than just a friend.
And right. That's why you never trust a guy with a female best friend.
Agree.
If they're straight.
100%. Yeah.
Agree. Yes. Agree. So, I guess what he should do is okay, backtracking. She knows I like her, is what he writes. But he doesn't want to date because she just got out of her breakup. So if they're best friends and he's already discussed this with her, should he get out of the picture or should he say, like, let's give you some time, but I will be here?
He should get out of the picture for a while anyway. Just mm-hmm. kind of like give her time to figure out whatever she needs to go through. But also, like, don't be on, like, pressuring her to make a decision because that will definitely be a no from her if he does
yes.
that. So give her some time. She'll figure it out. And then if she's ready for you in, whatever, a few weeks, a month, 2 months, it doesn't matter, then you go in and you go in hard and be like, all right, listen, is this happening or not?
Yeah.
Like, I really like you and you've known this for however long. Yes or no, you know?
I think
and
that's a good
idea.
Don't
waste your time. Don't waste
yeah.
your time.
Yeah. Give it a sec. Because I think she needs a sec. Anyone would need a second after a breakup. But yeah, be there for her. You're already her best friend, so you're in the perfect position to be there for her. But yeah, I agree with you. I think, like, chill out for a second, let her do her thing, and then come at it from a very, like, I'm here for you. Is this going to happen or not? Because yeah, you don't want to waste your time. My time has been wasted wondering if someone likes me or not for a long time.
It happens. And then if he's not being upfront about it, and if he's not being like, hey, I like you as more than a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you feel the same way or not? If he doesn't do that, then it's just going to be that weird situation where every time they see each other, it's going to be weird.
Someone's getting hurt or someone's not knowing something or like feeling like something's off.
And yeah. the friendship's going to end regardless of that.
Right.
Yeah.
A closing tip for carefully choreographed. We say, give it some time, take a step away, revisit it in a little bit, and ask what up.
Yes, be very upfront.
I love being That's very upfront.
Great yeah. tip. It's very beautifully put.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think well we done. Did a great job.
Yeah, you killed it.
You killed it.
You killed it.
Alex, thank you so much for helping us out with all of this. Where can we find you on the internet?
YouTube.com/AlexCosta and Instagram.com/AlexCosta.
Is that how to properly pronounce it? Is it Costa or Costa?
Or is it Costa?
Alex Costa.
Alex Costa. Costa. What's your middle name?
Gustavo.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I hope that that's the name of your hair product. If it's not, you are ruining.
I actually don't have a name yet, so maybe.
There you go.
All right, yeah, let's work. Like before we leave, let's workshop some names for this hair product.
Oh, my God. I've been doing this for months.
You said it's a texturizing clay?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that's just the beginning. You know, it's going to be like a
full line.
Oh,
okay. So we're thinking of the
brand name.
The brand name.
Okay, so it's going to be just hair products or more. Is it exclusively hair?
Oh. Hair for now.
Hair for now. That's
the name.
Hair, little number four.
That's for pre-balding. Hair for now.
Yeah.
That's funny. Here's my business venture idea for you. The name, of
course. She's actually so fucking good
but,
at this.
Oh, okay, well, don't preface it like that because what I'm about to say is trash. This is for the old, like the olden, like what's like ye rustic in? Like what's that?
Oh, Old English?
Yep, this is the old English one. It's called Hair Ye, Hair Ye. Oh, wait. Well, this one's for only men. Hair He, Hair
Ye. Hair He, Hair He. Oh, my God.
So that's what
I love
think.
That.
Four H's. What if I called it something and then, like, by Gustavo?
Ooh.
Love that. Oh. Wait, that's... Costa. What about cost effective?
Cost effective?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Or if it's, like, a high-end product, cost a lot of money.
Love that.
Costalada.
Okay. So it'd be Costalada. Yeah.
Costalada.
People would be like, Costalada. And you'd be like, well, Costalada, what?
Every dad would. if you have a sticky situation or a burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because I need to believe that people can still be trusted even if they drop you on your shoulder and put you out of commission for 2.5 months. And what will remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.